detail. Michaela, thanks for joining us here today. How are things going?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing good.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here on this rainy, stormy Friday morning.
Right.
Well, how are things setting up here for CareArc? Because you got the first of the two drive-through flu shot clinics, the one for Emporia, so kind of the heaviest traffic, I would imagine, set up on the schedule for when, October 6th?
Yes, it'll be Friday, October 6th, set up on the west side of the building. People will go underneath that canopy over there. The times are 7:30 to 4, and there's forms online they can fill out prior to them coming, or they can fill out the form when they get here.
Is that one of those? Sorry, Michaela, is that one of those things where that specific form, you're going to have to fill it out anyways before you go through the line?
Yes, that is correct. So we post it online so people can fill it out prior. That way they don't have to wait longer. But if they don't get a chance to do that, they can fill it out here.
All right. What about the cost of the flu shot coming up?
This year, just like it was last year, it's $30 without insurance. If you have insurance, we want you to bring that card with you.
Okay.
If you don't have insurance and you're going to pay the $30, we need cash or check. We do not have a card reader available. So.
Understood. What's the flow of traffic going to be? Is it going to be kind of the typical flow, or are you guys changing the flow at all this year versus past drive-thrus?
No change. It will be similar to as it's been in previous years. Like I said, on that west side of the building, they'll line up underneath that canopy. It goes fairly quickly, so the flow will be pretty well.
So how is that road looking out in front of CareArc right now? Any traffic diversions in place right now?
No, not at the moment. Actually, it opened back up, I think, yesterday. So we shouldn't have any issues as long as we don't have any more water main breaks.
Yeah, I guess. Well, we're with Nurse Michaela Ortiz on our Newsmaker 3 segment here this morning on KVOE. The importance of getting a flu shot, Michaela, tell us.
Yes, well, as we know, we've had a lot of sickness and illness going around, so it's important. As we know, it can cause severe illness in many people. There's thousands hospitalized every year. For those that are 65 and older, there is a higher dose flu shot available that we will not have, unfortunately, but pharmacies and doctor's offices do carry that for those that are more vulnerable. So keep washing your hands and social distancing, and if you're sick, stay home.
Do you have any numbers of flu shots that you're going to, you know, at least potentially for giving out here on the first, or just how many you may actually have overall? Basically, is the flu shot now readily available here through CareArc?
Through CareArc, it will be readily available that following Monday after the flu clinic. So October 9th, they are welcome to do walk-ins through the clinic. As of right now, no, we are not giving them out until that date.
Michaela, have you been? What have you been hearing about the flu season? The prospects is the experts think this is going to be a heavy flu season. What have you heard?
We do not know that quite yet. As far as here in our clinic, we haven't really seen any positive. We will kind of get to know more once it starts getting colder and we get into that fall winter season. So.
Michaela, the other question that I think a lot of us are having here is about COVID-19 vaccines. A lot of people just simply don't want to hear about COVID vaccines, but it sounds like it's on the increase again nationwide. How much traffic are you starting to note here when it comes to either, you know, COVID cases, COVID requests for, say, at-home tests, and what type of ballpark are we looking at for maybe some COVID vaccines coming through CareArc?
So as far as COVID cases, they are not reportable anymore, so it's kind of hard for us to keep track of. I do know we are testing more people, and more people are coming back positive, but I do not have exact numbers. We do have COVID tests here that we could give out to the public. We recommend one per person in each household just because it is kind of short. We're on a shortage. As far as the COVID shot, yes, it is coming out, and I know some pharmacies here are giving it. But for CareArc, we do not have it yet. We do want the public to know that now that it is commercialized, it will not be free. We will file insurance, and most insurances will cover that. And for those underinsured, we do have a VFC program. So there's a lot of kind of stuff we have to do on the back end before we can just give them out. So we're just kind of waiting on that before we can post that for the public.
I would assume that's going to be sooner than later then, huh? I would imagine.
Hopefully within a couple of weeks we get it out. So.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Michaela, go ahead and reset the flow and the date, the all the pertinent information that we need to know here about the upcoming drive-through flu shot clinic in Emporia, October 1.
Yeah, 6, so it'll be Friday, October 6th, 7:30 to 4, west side of the building underneath the canopy. Cars can line up. $30 without insurance, cash or check because we do not have a card reader. One other thing to note is that it's 6 months and older. So
good to know that.
So they can fill out the form online or fill it out when they get here, whichever they prefer.
And what is your web address, Michaela?
CareArc.org.
That simple, that easy. Get that paperwork taken care of prior to going. Make it swifter than it already is. Michaela, great job. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Michaela. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, guys.
See you later. Yeah, Michaela Ortiz. Registered nurse, CareArc flu shot clinic coming up early October, Chuck.
All right, and just looking at Monday's schedule, because that is going to be busy here as well on our airwaves, and next week could wind up being really full really quickly here. So looking at Monday's schedule, we will have, of course, this is one of those days where the computer's
Robin
moving
Page.
Slower than I'm. Robin Page will be the newsmaker guest. We're talking about Emporia's Walk to Defeat ALS and specifically a special fundraising event connected to that. Library Director Pauline Stachini joins us tomorrow or Monday as well, talking about new hires, new responsibilities for the library's administrative team.
Yeah, big new hire announcement as we've just booked that yesterday live on air, John.
Live on air, actually, a couple of them coming. So we'll talk about that for the Newsmaker 2 spot. We could add more interviews before the day is out, and the rest of the week is also already pretty full. So check out the live and local calendar at KVOE.com.
KVOE live and local. Thundershower activity continues. 8:50. Good morning.
Be sure to secure your tickets now for the annual ESU Music Gala Benefit Concert featuring Latin Grammy-winning guitarist Berta Rojas on Saturday, October 7th at 7:30 p.m. in Albert Taylor Hall. During intermission, Dr. James Starr will be inducted into the Frank A. Beach Hall of Distinction. The annual Gala Benefit Concert is the largest